of the differences with the GOP document.
The White House says that meeting happened yesterday. Another government shutdown is possible late tomorrow. The Senate considering a short-term spending bill passed by the House that would run for 6 weeks while funding the military for a year. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master,
right?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
An illegal immigrant accused in the drunk driving death of an NFL player in a fatal car crash on Sunday morning is now facing federal immigration charges. The Justice Department announcing late yesterday that 37-year-old Manuel Orrego Zavala, a Guatemalan citizen, has been charged with illegally re-entering the United States after two prior deportations. The man was allegedly at the wheel of a big Ford pickup truck that struck and killed Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson and his Uber driver Jeffrey Monroe as they stood on the side of an Indianapolis highway on Sunday morning.
If we don't change it, let's have a shutdown. We'll do a shutdown.
President Trump speaking yesterday saying he'd be willing to see a government shutdown if it brings lawmakers together on fixing the immigration problem once and for all.
We need much better border mechanisms and much better border security. We need the wall. We're going to get the wall. We don't have the wall, we're never going to solve this problem.
He spoke at a law enforcement roundtable at the White House, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
There are mixed reactions to a Texas televangelist's message on her Facebook page in which she tells followers they don't need to get a flu shot if they have Jesus. Gloria Copeland posting the video to a page with more than a million followers, saying while there's duck season and deer season, there's not really a flu season, and there's no need to get a flu shot because Copeland says Jesus already carried all of our diseases for us. Federal health officials have not commented on her claims. The politically correct movement is gaining strength in Canada, it appears, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
This incident comes right on the heels of the changes to the Canadian national anthem to make it gender neutral by changing the words from "in all thy sons command" to "in all of us command." Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was at a town meeting in Edmonton when he interrupted a woman in the audience telling her to be more inclusive in her question. This audio was captured by the Telegraph.
The future of mankind.
We like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind.
I'm John Clemens.
And President Trump and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk exchanging tweets after SpaceX successfully launches the Falcon Heavy rocket yesterday, the world's most powerful rocket ever. President Trump tweeting, "It's American ingenuity at its best." Musk tweeting a thanks on behalf of SpaceX, saying it's an exciting future that lies ahead. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith with Happy to Help. We'll do a quick check of the weather. Maybe you've been out in the snowy, rainy mix out there. I'm looking at a high of 38 today. And tomorrow, rain likely, and then mostly cloudy. Or that's tonight with a low of 23. Oh, tomorrow's going to be sunny with a high of 29. And looking out to Friday and Saturday, it looks like cloudy and in the 30s.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith again with Happy to Help. This is a show about nonprofits and volunteers and talking to all the people that are doing good work in the world because we do well by doing good. And today I'm here with a couple of friends from Mainstream, New Jersey, and we have Trish Hageman, who is the executive director, and Louisa Bartok, who is the marketing and communications manager. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great. Well, let's start out. I always like to start out with a basic, brief overview of what your organization is and what it does. So, Trish, can you tell us what Mainstream's all about?
Absolutely. So Mainstream is, we're in Old Wick. We have a 12-acre farm in Old Wick, and we do equine-assisted therapy and adaptive riding for children and adults with special needs. That means that we have occupational therapists, physical therapists, speech-language pathologists, mental health counselors on staff, and so they do medical therapy treatment using the horse. And then we have adaptive riding that is horseback riding lessons for people. We start as young as 2 in therapy and 4 for riding.
Perfect. Okay. Can you add to that, Louisa?
Well, we also have a program called Take the Reins, and that is for veterans. And we have another program that's Horses for Healing, and that's for those living with or surviving from cancer.
Wow, you guys have a lot going on over there. Right. So can you tell me a little bit about your background and what brought you to Mainstream? Because you're fairly new there, right?
I am, yes. I've been there for about 18 months, which is very exciting. I have actually been in the nonprofit world for about over 25 years, actually.
It sounds
like a long time when I say it. My background is mainly in fundraising. I've worked at a variety of places. We lived in California for 9 years. And when I was there, I worked on an organic farm that had a camp and an environmental education program. I've worked for public radio stations as a consultant. I've worked on staff at museums as a consultant for myself and for a firm. And right before I came to Mainstream, I was the associate director of development at Far Hills Country Day School, where I did their annual fund and their alumni relations.
Oh, okay. And well, wow, quite a varied background. Very fun.
Yes, it was very fun. And coming to Mainstream was really fun because it is very impactful for our clients, and it's something that I see every day. My office at Mainstream has a window into our indoor arena, and we do our therapy inside. So literally every day I can see our mission at work, which is very exciting for me.
Very fun. Yeah. Well, great. And how about you, Louisa? How long have you been with Mainstream?
I've been at Mainstream for 3.5 years. And before that, I was actually at Raritan Valley Habitat.
Oh, so right around here.
Habitat for Humanity in Somerville. And I was there for 11 years doing volunteer coordination and marketing as well.
Oh, that's amazing. All right, good. Well, we've got a lot to talk about today. So why don't we, since you mentioned volunteering and we talk about volunteering on the show, why don't we jump right in, Trish, to how you run your volunteer network, the training, and how all that works at Mainstream?
Absolutely. So the way that the model that we use is we're certified by PATH, which is the Professional Horseman Association, Therapeutic Horsemanship Association. And they basically certify and govern what we do. And the model that we use is sidewalkers and leaders so that the people who ride with us, some of them are independent, some of them are not. And so in riding, we have a wide range, and we need to use volunteers to have our programs happen. In therapy, it's absolutely essential. We have a sidewalker who literally is someone who walks on the side of the horse. They often have physical contact with the person who's on the horse, holding their ankle or their thigh to make sure they kind of stay upright. Then the therapist is another member of the team. They're on the other side. We long line our horses, which means we lead them from behind. And so there's that third person, part of the team, and then in the ring with them all the time is someone called a header, and that person is responsible for making sure that everything is good with the horse. So they're the one looking at the horse to make sure the horse is happy and is doing what the horse is supposed to do. So every single session that we have, and we run maybe 12 or 13 clients a day in therapy, has to have three volunteers with it.
It's so a big team.
It's a very big team. And we're extremely lucky that we have, you know, I think every nonprofit says this, but we truly mean it. We have the absolute best volunteers. They
have it no other way, right?
Exactly, exactly. So our volunteers, we do require them to take training because
makes sense. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Even if they have horse experience and even if they've worked with our population. So we do an hour of training orientation and then we do hands-on. And so we have our staff pretend that they're clients and we do everything from grooming. We teach people how to groom the horse, how to tack the horse, meaning how to put the equipment on that the horse is going to use. And then they get up on the horse and they pretend they're a client. And so by the time our volunteers leave their 2.5-hour training, they've actually gotten to experience what it's going to be like when they come for a session. And riding, it's similar. Our riders use different equipment because they really are taking riding lessons and they're learning how to ride a horse and how to take care of a horse, but same training. And our volunteers, as young as 14, and we don't have an upper end. We have a lot of fantastic volunteers who are in their 60s and 70s.
So they can start at 14.
They can start at 14.
Which is good because a lot of places are like, nope, have to be 16, 18, 21, blah, blah, you know. So 14 is good. That's a great age.
It is. It's fantastic because we have starting in eighth grade, basically.
Okay,
and
perfect.
A program that we didn't mention yet is our summer camp, and that is very much on our minds. We're in our planning session for that right now. We do an inclusive summer camp, meaning that we have children that have special needs, and they're typically developing peers, which makes us one of the only summer camps in the area that has that ability. So if you have a child who does have some kind of a challenge and they have siblings, we're a great option for that. And there are not a lot of camps where you can do that.
Yeah,
and
that's
children
nice.
Can be as young as 4. But at our camp, we do 10 children a week generally, and it runs for 8 weeks. But it's a one-to-one volunteer relationship with the child. So it's at least 10 volunteers for that. And then we need another 10 volunteers to lead the horses. And then sometimes we need another 5 or 6 people, depending on how much help. So I would really encourage people, if they have summer availability, it's a great time for any high school student who needs community service hours. You can knock off, you know, 20 hours, 30 hours in a week, which is fantastic. And what we found, which is really truly amazing, is that we do have teenagers who come for that, and they'll do, you know, they have 1 week and they're going to do 1 week, they're going to get their community service, and then they enjoy it so much that they'll sign up for subsequent weeks, which is really fantastic because it's hot. It's dusty.
No, that's great.
But yeah, it's super fun. The kids do a horseback riding lesson every day. They learn how to take care of the horses. We do horse crafts and horse games. I mean, if there's anything related to the horse, we're doing it at Mainstream. So.
Yeah, no, that's so good. Well, and I just think it's because I've talked about this on the show before, and then our kids go to high school in their sophomore year, they're required to do 25 hours of community service with an organization.
Right.
And I think it's great because it exposes them. And like you said, I always tell people, you get hooked. Once you start volunteering and you find the right opportunity for you, you are hooked for life. It's just so rewarding on so many levels, and developing empathy and learning and responsibility. And it just teaches so many life skills that are just sorely missing in kids' lives today, I think.
I completely agree with you. And I think, you know, what our camp is able to offer is the mix of kids. So there are kids that have special needs or kids that are typically developing. There are some children who come to us who maybe ride in our program, and then they come to us at summer camp that their disability is not obvious. So you can't, it's not something that is physical. It's not something that even through a couple of interactions you're necessarily going to notice. And at our camp, I think there are probably, they can go, you know, a whole week where it's because everything is geared towards making sure that everyone's ability is being taken into consideration. And I think that piece is just really special. It's a really fun atmosphere. The volunteers can make friends with each other. I think that they are surprised at how much fun it is.
Community building. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So it's great. And again, I think if you see our program in action, that's really how you can see how incredible it is, because you have kids and adults who really can't even walk around unassisted. And, you know, when they're on the horse, their lesson looks exactly like a lesson that you would find at a typical barn. And I think that's fairly amazing. And to be able to volunteer and be able to see that is just a really good life lesson for people.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. And I think kids, too, they're a little bit less inhibited and non-judgmental because my son was a little bit younger, but we used to do the interfaith and the homeless kids mm-hmm. and stuff, and we would just go play with them. And then he's having a great time with this kid playing ball, and he's like, well, who's homeless? Not you. Like, so funny. But, you know, they're just so authentic, and they hang out together. And, you know, so I think it's so important for young people to be exposed to volunteering and have an opportunity to really make an impact.
Exactly. And I think it's, you know, a great moment of introspection that they might not even know they're having, because, you know, everyone has their life and you sort of see something from the outside, and until you're actually there with people, you sort of don't understand exactly what's happening, and really the opportunity to find out what's similar rather than what's different. And right. I think that's really what comes mm-hmm. across. And also communication. We have a number of our clients, especially right now, are somewhere on the autism spectrum. And so communication is a big thing. Our speech therapists, we have two speech therapists on staff, and they actually have the biggest client load and most of their clients are on the autism spectrum. So yeah. That communication piece and how it translates, you know, our volunteers are a really active part of those therapy sessions because it's all about, you know, social speech and pragmatic speech. And so a lot of it is conversational when they're doing the therapy, which is very fun.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And Louisa, can you tell us what you've got going on in the marketing, or can you tell us who your biggest client base is? So is it more like Trish said, is it autism kids or physically disabled kids, or what? Who's your biggest clientele, would you say, at Mainstream right now?
Goodness. I think it's actually quite a mix.
Okay.
We do really have the autism spectrum, but we have a variety of other disabilities, including mental health.
Okay, and since you've been there a little bit longer, can you tell me a little bit about Octavia Brown, the founder, and how Mainstream came to be?
Okay.
or you can either or. I just want to hear the story. I love hearing the origins of things.
Yes, she actually started on her farm in Bedminster and back in 1972.
Two, yeah.
Yes. And she started out with just a few riders, and then through the years had developed into a much larger organization, and then they finally started a campaign to a capital campaign to purchase our land in Old Wick, and
here we
it's
are
just grown from there.
Yeah, we've been on our property since the way that it is now, since 1999. And we right now have 13 horses in our herd, and we serve about 200 people a year. Octavia, as Louisa said, she started with, I think, two horses and six riders. And she did, she started in the adaptive riding piece, so really the horseback riding piece of it. And we have grown into the therapy piece. And Octavia now is at Centenary College, and she is runs their program of teaching people about the adaptive riding part of it and teaching instructors. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break and then we'll be back with Mainstream.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Honoring Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back with Trish and Louisa of Mainstream. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about Octavia Brown. Did she have a family member or someone close to her that had an issue, and that's how she came up with the idea of using horses as therapy? Do you know? I'm just curious. Yes,
that's an excellent question. And I don't know for sure, actually, if she did or not. I think it was she comes from the horse world and had her own horses, and her kids rode. I know she rides. And I think that she just saw that this could be something that would be very helpful and meaningful for that community, and that the power of the horse would be would be something that would be really beneficial for that community.
Makes sense. Great.
Yeah.
So, Louisa, we were going to ask you a little bit about an internship program that Mainstream offers.
Yes, we have a variety of internships available for this summer. We're looking for 4 interns for the summer camp program. They help with all the crafts, with teaching the kids how to take care of the horses, all of that. And we also have available an internship for the office and helping with marketing, helping with volunteer coordination, and all of that. And all that link, that section can be found on the website,
which is mainstreamnj.org.
That's right.
But Maine is spelled M-A-N-E.
That's right, like the
like
horse's
name.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, and I was just clarifying. And so who are you looking for these internships? Would it be high school kids, college kids home, or what's the age range or the experience level you're looking for?
The mostly the college age kids.
Okay.
So people who may be interested in special needs education or OT, PT, speech, wanting to further their knowledge working with that group of people.
Well, and I always so are these paid internships or not? So I'm just,
they are not.
Okay, no, I just want to clarify, which is, but I always tell people too, volunteering and getting involved in these internships, especially with nonprofits, is it's really flexible and you learn so much, and you know, you're not filing papers, you're really getting active and getting involved and gaining valuable experience. So then when you do get out of college, you can land that position, that permanent position, which I think is amazing.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, and I know last year one of our interns was the woman who did the office internship was doing it for credit at her college. So that's also an opportunity.
Oh, yeah, credit. Perfect.
Yeah, because we can certainly do the administrative piece of that. And for the right person, an office internship with us is really good because our staff together has a ton of nonprofit experience. Louisa and I are both nonprofit professionals. Our fundraising strategist is a fundraising professional and has been in the business for decades. So a lot of knowledge that someone can gain. So.
Yeah, I think like a mentorship kind of thing, which is perfect. A few weeks ago, we had a representative for the Girl Scouts on here, and I've been a Girl Scout leader, and my daughter did her Gold Award, and I think I read in the paper you had a Girl Scout do her Gold Award on your property with your organization, so I just wanted to bring that up and talk a little bit about that, if you were involved in that at all.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's actually a great segue, because we have been home to a number of Gold and Silver Award projects, and the most recent one, the young woman was fantastic. Fantastic. She came to us with a project that we had been thinking about doing but hadn't done before, and she basically refurbished a shed that we have that's up by our outdoor riding ring. Our outdoor ring is removed from our barn, and it's a bit of a hike, and so she thought it would be fantastic if we could put some of our equipment up there so that we didn't have to walkie-talkie in the middle of a lesson and say, oh, can you, I really need this bit. Can you come get it?
Okay.
And so she did that, and she raised money and hired contractors, and it's fantastic. We had someone else do a reflecting garden right in front of our building for her Gold Award. We've had an Eagle Scout come. He built picnic tables for us,
benches
for us.
Nice.
So that the parents can watch up near the
arena.
That's
perfect.
Yeah, which is great. And so we have this great partnership with the Girl Scouts. And we are hoping to expand that this year. We are offering a field trip program, and within that we've offered it out to the council, the local council, for their Girl Scouts to sign up and come do their badge work for junior years who have a horseback riding badge or pets for brownies or animal helpers for somebody else. And so we have three official days for that, but we are really interested in hosting troops where we can teach them about what we do, and our horses and our staff are really both well-trained for those kinds of groups because the horses are very used to people who might do things that are unexpected, and also for having large crowds around them at one time. You know, during camp, we paint on the horses, and the horses are extremely tolerant.
Paint
of
on the horses?
Yeah, yep,
wow.
We paint on them. It's a way to also show different parts of the horse. We do that in our field trips as well. And so it's great. We can say, you know, can you paint an X on the horse's shoulder or on the horse's chest or on their neck? And so that's pretty fun. And so we're really looking forward to working more with community groups. We, like I said, we have a field trip program that comes in, and they can either ride or not ride depending on what they want to do. We have a couple of Girl Scout troops who have already signed up. We're going to have a visit from the Girl Scout troop at the Midland School. The Midland School is in, I think it's in Branchburg, and it's for a special needs school, basically.
Oh,
so, yeah,
great.
So that's kind of our wheelhouse, and we're hoping that, you know, Scout troops that do have troop members that do have some kind of a special need, you know, think about us for that, because it's a really fun kind of an outing.
Yeah, it is definitely fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, and I also read that I think your big annual event, the Boot Scootin' Barbecue, is that, I mean, we're in the middle of snow right here, but we can think about June. I think it's in June. So can you tell us kind of how, if that's your annual event and what people could maybe do to help you get ready for that? I'm sure you start planning ahead of time, right?
Sure.
Or they can come visit, right?
Of course. Boot Scootin' Barbecue is actually our largest event. It's a rustic barbecue held outside under tents, and that's June 2nd. And we have cornhole, great dancing, all of that, and it's roughly around 350 people or more.
Fun.
So that's our big fundraiser. But then we also have a gala that's in the fall.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes.
So what's the gala? What's that called? Does it have a theme every year or a name?
It does. And last year was the Starlight Soiree, and we have yet to come up with our 2018.
It's called Equus, so we use the name Equus every year.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, and then there's a theme, and it's generally the first weekend in November.
Okay.
Roughly.
All right. So those are your two bigger annual events, right?
Yeah.
And then do you do other little things on the side, or is that that's plenty, but.
We do. It depends on the year. We always have an annual horse show for our riders, which is really fun. It gives them an opportunity to sort of show off their skills, which is great. We do two tack sales every year, one in the spring and one in the fall.
Oh.
And those are actually big financial wins for us.
Yes,
and
well known throughout the county and even further.
Yeah, so people, you know, we have it, if it's, you know, it starts at 8 in the morning, we have a line starting at, you know, 7:30 in the morning. People donate tack to us and
nice.
We sell it, which is great. And this year we sometimes do clinics where we bring in professionals in the horse world, and they might do a clinic on dressage or on jumping or something like that. It depends on people's schedules, when we can schedule that. This year also, we're going to do a movie, Movies at Mainstream, and it's going to be at the United States Equestrian Foundation's facility, which is beautiful. We did, a couple years ago, we did a movie there, an outdoor movie in the spring. In their main ring, which was fantastic. And so we're planning that again for Friday, May 18th at USET. And it should be really fun. People can bring a picnic dinner for kids. I think we're going to do Secretariat, which everybody loves.
Nice.
And is a great horse movie. Hopefully the weather will be great. And there's information about that on our website as well.
Oh, okay. And what town is the equestrian team facility? And it's right around here somewhere.
Yes, I think technically it's in Gladstone.
Okay.
PPAC Gladstone. It's,
okay. So I know I'd seen it driving around.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There's a lot of horse places around here, which is great, right?
Right. Okay. It's right near it's on the property of Hamilton Farm Golf Club.
Oh, Hamilton Farm, of course. Yeah, they're doing a lot more now, too, Hamilton Farm. Yeah, because they had the Far Hills races, but then didn't Hamilton Farm do their own? Or they partnered with the Far Hills, I think,
to do that.
Yeah, no, okay. Good to know. And let's see, what else is there? Oh, can you tell us the difference between, I think, adaptive riding versus therapy? Are they different things? Okay.
Yes. So adaptive riding is horsemanship, horseback riding lessons. Basically, there's people use the word therapeutic riding. a little interchangeably with adaptive riding, because there's always going to be some kind of a benefit, a physical benefit that people are going to get. But basically, it's going to be horseback riding lessons. And our program is for people who would not be able to do that in a typical barn environment. And so we were talking before a little bit about the kind of special needs that some of our riders have. And, you know, it ranges everything. We have children and adults that might have Down syndrome, people with autism or on an autism spectrum disorder. We have people that have cerebral palsy, people who maybe are recovering from stroke. We have people who have anxiety disorders. So it really does, it's a big range of things. And so that doesn't necessarily have a medical component to it. Of course, if you're horseback riding, your core is going to get stronger, your coordination is going to get stronger, your balance is going to get better. Our therapy program, it's equine-assisted therapy, that is with a trained medical professional. So that's okay. With a licensed OT-PT, okay. Speech-language pathologist, or a mental health counselor. And that is, we do usually 45-minute sessions, and about half an hour of that, the client's going to be on the horse, but they are not in control of the horse, and we don't use the term that they're riding. They're basically using the horse like you would a tool in therapy, because the horse's movement, the dynamic movement of the horse, is what really helps in therapy. A lot of our clients work on balance issues. They might work on strength issues on one side, and so they'll do some work to help them move towards their goals in that sense. And with speech, it's a lot about the cadence of the horse can sometimes really help with
really?
Speech. I know. I think speech is the one that's sort of the most amazing. And like I said, most of our, right now, our speech therapists have the heaviest client load.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't think, oh, I need speech therapy. Let me get on a horse, right?
Exactly.
But I mean, exactly. I do understand the movement, because if you've seen that movie, Aquila and the Bee, mm-hmm. like she jump ropes in order yep. to do the spelling and things. I mean, so they are connected, right? So.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we do get a lot of our clients through word of mouth. And, you know, when people talk to each other, it's like, oh, this is great. And a number of our clients can actually benefit from more than one therapy. And so we do mm-hmm. have clients that might come to us for speech, and they'll do a plan of care and speech, and then they'll take a little break, and then they'll come back and work with our physical therapist. So that part I think is very exciting. And so they do half an hour on the horse. We also have a clinic on site. And so they'll do 15 minutes in the clinic, either before or after the horse. So it's, like I said, that's the part that I think is amazing. That's the part that I get to witness a lot. And it's truly amazing the gains that people make just by coming to us. And for most of our clients, we are one of a handful of therapies that they're doing. Most of our clients are probably doing some kind of a therapy in school, or they're at another right. clinic. And so for them, the kids, mostly kids in that practice, and they come in and they think they're riding, and they talk in terms of yeah. this is their riding time and this is what they're going to do. But they get to do super fun stuff like be on the horse when backwards, and they get to turn around and they get to play games. And so it's it is definitely different than going to your typical physical therapy clinic.
Yeah, well, it's totally fun. You get to be, you know, in yeah. an arena, and it's a completely different environment, right? But
exactly.
one so fun, and these horses are just amazing. So that I was curious, how do the horses come to you? How do you get your horses?
Most of the time, our horses are donated to us, and it's kind of a strict process on how we choose our horses. Our equine manager, Jen Dermody, will go out and take a look at the horse, ride the horse, and see if they're calm, or what we call bomb-proof.
Yeah, they need to be, right?
Exactly. They also, in terms of therapy, the horse needs to be totally
symmetrical.
Yes. And so anyway, if the horse is good that way, we'll bring them in and have a month trial period. Mm-hmm. And then we may throw balls. We may do all the different things that we do in therapy to see how the horse reacts.
Mm-hmm.
And if they pass, then they're accepted to the program.
Well, that's nice. And are people usually retiring their horse because it's old, or they just don't want to take care of it anymore, or they're moving, or they're, I mean, I'm just curious as to how people decide that they're going to give their horse to you.
Generally, it's because they are getting older, and they may not be able to, say, jump or do the level of competition that they're doing currently. So our horses are generally on their second or third careers.
Oh, wow. How long does a horse usually live? I don't know.
They're late 20s, early 30s.
So a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And most of our horses are definitely in their late teenage into their 20s by the time they come to us. So,
yeah.
But it's, you know, it's great because a lot of them, you know, like Louisa said, it's owners are looking to rehome them because they can't really do their, you know, their job anymore. But they're perfectly healthy and you know, and fine. And so it does take a special personality to be part of our herd, for sure. We look for a lot of different things, like Louisa said, the bomb proof that they're not easily spooked and that kind of thing. We also look, you know, for size and shape. And so it depends. If we have a lot of riders, you know, bigger riders, we need bigger horses. And when you come look at our herd, you know, if you line them up, they're all very different. In terms of breed and body type and what they're able to do. You know, our horses don't necessarily need to be able to jump. Only a few of them actually even need to be able to canter, but they do need to be in pretty good health because we do work them pretty, you know, we work them a lot. That's they like to work, and so we do that.
Well, that's good. And then do you have a staff or a volunteer staff that takes care of the horses all the time? Or, I mean, maybe you work that into the therapy too, but...
So it's a combination. We do have professional staff. Louisa mentioned our equine manager, Jen Dermody. We also have a barn manager, Holland Kachansky. We have part-time barn hands who are responsible really for the, and paid staff, who are responsible for feeding and taking care of the horses, making sure that, you know, if there is a problem that the vet is called and that kind of thing. The volunteers are responsible when the horses are working for making sure that the horses are groomed and tacked and taken care of while they're in the ring.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
One thing we haven't talked about, which I think I read about, was Shoes for Shoes. You want to tell us about that?
Yes, that is our program where anybody out in the community can do a shoe drive. We have gyms, schools, different, you know, post office even have put out a box. People can drop off their shoes that are in good order. And these shoes will be boxed up and shipped around the world for someone else to use. And we receive 50 cents a pound for all the shoes that we send out. And
these are human shoes, right?
These are shoes. But then that money is used to buy horseshoes for our herd.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a great fundraiser for a Girl Scout troop or, you know, because Girl Scouts love to collect things. I mean, they're really good at having drives for books or shoes or different things like that, and then it goes to a good cause, so that's good.
Yeah, you know, Far Hills Country Day School just had a community service day over the weekend, and they invited a number of organizations to participate, and we're really fortunate to be able to participate there, and they collected. They're going to deliver it sometime in the next week or so. I couldn't even believe the amount of shoes that they collected for us.
It
is really good, and it's a way to make a really direct connection. Because we do use the money quite literally to pay for the farrier, and that's the person who does shoes for our horses, and which is really a critical piece of making sure that they stay healthy. So,
okay, well, I'm learning all these new terms. I remember farrier, and then so what is tack? Is tack just the saddle and the?
We actually have sort of two different sections. We have the adaptive riding portion of the program, and that is your regular bridle, saddle, stirrups, all of that, the girth. And then on the therapy side, it's a whole different ball game. We have Western pads and surcingles and things like that. So most equestrians are not used to that portion of tack. Yes.
Oh.
So that's something that they need to learn. And that's because in therapy, the clients are not learning how to ride. So they don't have a saddle, they don't have stirrups, and they do not have reins.
Okay, so but they've got a person on either side to keep them on the horse, right?
Exactly. And the it's amazing actually, because some of our clients definitely need the volunteers, but some of them in therapy actually don't. They kind of, you know, the person is standing there. You know, safety is one of our number one things that we talk about at Mainstream, because it's our job to make sure that the client and the riders are safe, that the volunteers are safe, the horses are safe, the staff is safe. But there are a lot of clients whose balance is good enough that that the volunteers are there to, you know, keep them safe, but don't necessarily need to have a really strong grip because they're able to maintain their balance even without a saddle.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
And how big is your staff there, would you say, at...
So we have 7 full-time staff, and we have 20 staff in general. So our instructors and our therapists are all part-time, and our barn assistants are part-time. Our administrative staff is mostly full-time.
Okay. And then you have a board, probably, right?
We do. We have a board of directors. We have a 13-member board of directors. The president of our board is Karen Kaufeld right now. Our president immediately before her, Linda Dietz, was the president for, I think, 6 years. We are very, very fortunate to have a lot of very long-standing board members who've really been with the organization through its highs and lows. And, you know, we're on a very nice high right now, which is fantastic, a lot due to their dedication. They give us their time. They give us their treasure. They definitely give us their talent. So it's very exciting. I think we're doing some new things, which are really good, and the board is fantastic about being supportive of that. We're, like I said, we have a new kind of a relationship with the Girl Scouts, and we're hoping to get some more troops onto our property. We are hoping to do a social skills program with local school districts, where it would be for children with autism spectrum disorder and typically developing children, sort of working together and using the horse as a medium. We have, like we said, we do our cancer program, which is free for participants. We do our Take the Reins program for veterans, which is also free for participants. Both those programs will start up in April. So that piece is exciting. We have some more field trips scheduled coming. We're looking into doing a Well Senior program for senior citizens. So, yeah, we're hoping to get as many people on the farm as possible because we think and we know that what we do is really impactful for them. We have a longstanding relationship actually with the Matheny School, who comes to us for therapy for 6-week sessions twice a year, the Matheny School in Gladstone, which is really exciting because they do therapy. They bring a lot of their staff. They use our staff. So it's a really nice collaboration. We have a lot of volunteers who volunteer for that as well. So, yeah, it's lots of opportunity.
Yeah, and lots of
lots
groups
of volunteer opportunities
and groups you're helping too. Yep. The veterans and the seniors, all that good stuff. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back with Trish and Louisa from Mainstream. And before the break, we talked a little bit about all the different groups that they're helping, the veterans, the seniors, and they have kids volunteer and autism and different ways that they're making a huge impact and collaborating with other area nonprofits in the community. I just want to reiterate that it really doesn't take much to get involved to volunteer. If you just donate an hour a month, just get engaged or follow them on their social media or take a look at their website just to kind of get curious, because if you can find a volunteer opportunity or an organization you can really get behind and have cause with and have a purpose with, it really is so rewarding for the people you're helping. But selfishly, I'm the first to admit that all the volunteer work I do makes me so happy and I love it so much. So I want to stress the importance of finding a volunteer opportunity that you can relate to and engage in and meet all these wonderful people. And so why don't we talk about that? Well, we've got the VA hospital in Basking Ridge, which is really close, and so many veterans in the community. And tell us what you're doing there.
Yeah, we've had a veterans program. We started one in 2015. We do work with the Lions VA. They were the first participants in our program. And we do a couple of different things, and we're really flexible in terms of really trying to meet the need of the group that we're helping and working with. Our program that's coming up this spring, we don't have participants yet. We're happy to have any veterans from any period of time come and be part of it. It's going to be a six-week program starting in April, and it will probably be mental health-based, which means that it probably won't be riding, but they can come. We'll probably do some grooming. They'll do some herd observation and, you know, connect with each other. We'll have a mental health professional that can help do some processing. And so what we have found with veterans is that it's really sort of the peace and connection that they're looking for. And so even just doing the grooming part with the horse and sort of the repetitive and the non-judgmental of the horse kind of being there, that really is extremely beneficial. And so, you know, the program will kind of cover some different areas of horse care over the 6 weeks, which is great. And we are looking to partner with any veterans group. We're very fortunate in this area. There are a lot of different veterans groups, and there mm-hmm. are even other groups that do what we do with horses, because we know that is really impactful for that population, especially people dealing with PTSD and anxiety issues.
Yeah, well, I think that's the key with animals, whether it's dogs or horses. They're so giving, non-judgmental, and calming. They have that effect on, you know, which is great, because it's a peaceful attitude is what you need. And I'm also curious about the seniors, because there's mm-hmm. there's a lot of seniors, and do you work with a senior daycare kind of facility, or how does that work?
Yeah, so that's a program actually that our coordinator of therapy services, Melanie D'Amico Richards, is trying to start. Melanie actually is sort of interesting. You were asking about our staff before, and Melanie has actually volunteered at Mainstream since she was 12 years old. And so she's a speech-language pathologist by trade, and part of the reason that she went into that field is because of her time at Mainstream. And so we're delighted that she's able to be with us full time. She had been at a high school until last year. So she's been with us full time for a year and been a therapist with us for a lot of years before that. So that's very exciting. And so for the seniors, it's sort of the same thing. It's a program that we're sort of just starting. And so we don't have any partnerships set in stone right now, but we are approaching day centers. And what we'd love to do is just bring groups out to do the same thing, sort of the grooming and just, you know, be on the farm, learn about the horses, do some possible herd observation. And, you know, we can also do things like sometimes leading the horses through obstacle courses. And so it's a little bit about making connections and maybe using a skill set that you haven't used in a little while. I know with our Horses for Healing, which is our program for people living with cancer, that piece of it, using a skill set or learning something brand new, is what's really impactful, because for them, most of our participants have actually been women. For them, it's, you know, their body has not been able to do what it's supposed to do for a while. It hasn't been feeling well. They haven't been feeling well. A lot of them have had to have kind of a hard stop to their life as they knew it. And so, you know, being able to come back to riding, maybe it's something they did when they were children, or it's something brand new that they weren't sure they were going to be able to do something brand new physically, that's fantastic, because that is a riding program. And I think the riding piece of that is what's really empowering for them. You know, even if they are really feeling terrible, just getting up on the horse for a few minutes and being able to say, wow, I did that, and you know, I can barely get out of bed some days, but I was up on the horse.
Yeah, and it brings a level of excitement back to their life, something to look forward to, something to get involved in. And I love the story about the 12-year-old volunteer that now works with you, because I often tell people too, like, these kids, they're studying so hard, and what am I going to be when I grow up, and what am I going to do with my life? And you're young and you're still figuring it out, but maybe you find your calling at a young age through a volunteer opportunity, and you have a goal and something to work for, and you can feel it in your bones whether it's kind of right for you, and then you luck out and you find that through volunteering, or later in life if you've got a job and then you get reached out and start volunteering. There's a lot of talk of the purpose economy emerging and the convergence of nonprofits and corporate world, and the millennials want to have an impact and they want to have a purpose with their position. It's not just go to work, come home, and then, you know, do something else, do a volunteer opportunity on the weekend. They're integrating more and more, and so I think it's such an exciting time.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and I think we are very, very fortunate to be located where we are. You know, Merck is down the road from us. A lot of pharmaceutical companies are right around us, and we have work groups that come out to the farm a lot. I don't know, Louisa, if you might want to.
Like I said, the corporate social responsibility it might be a day of service or a continuing relationship of service between a nonprofit and a corporation. So you want to talk about that?
Sure. Yes, we have a variety of companies that come out. Some come out just once a year. Others will come out twice a year, you know, spring and fall, and they'll do a full day of work. They'll help around the barn, doing everything from, you know, scrubbing buckets to fixing the fences. They help make centerpieces for the fundraising events.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
You know, a whole variety of things. We make sure that we have tasks for people who maybe have hurt their back or whatever, mm-hmm. to people who are totally ready, gung-ho, to get out there and work hard, so...
Yeah, that's great. Well, yeah, my husband, he's very handy at home, and so whenever his company does the Habitat for Humanity build, he's like right there front and center with a hammer. So, but it's nice. You have a lot of opportunities for people from all, you know, aspects to get in there and help. So that's nice.
Yeah, it's I think it's a really good opportunity to get people out on the farm, tell them a little bit about what we do, and they can have a real tangible impact, because mm-hmm. a lot of it, as we said, is kind of sprucing up around the farm, so they can see exactly what they're doing. We had last year a group from the 100 and Y came out, and it was more of a family day, and it sort of inspired us to think, well, okay, what can we do? Because we really do need our volunteers mostly to be 14. That's part of our insurance.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, if you looked at my budget, you would know how seriously we have to take our insurance. and so, but we did decide that this year we're going to do Family Impact Day, so that we can have family groups come out for, I think it's going to be a 2-hour period of time on Earth Day. And so while we're not necessarily going to do any Earth Day activities necessarily, we will have some outdoor things for people to do, some planting, and it will be a chance for them to be outside. And again, for us, we do have paid staff that does take care of the property, but it always is sort of, you know, one of those things that the more hands, the better. And again, with a really very tangible impact, people can absolutely see what they've done for us. And I think that's great, because, you know, we need all these different pieces to really make our program run well.
Right.
And so anything anybody can do, we're always really grateful for.
Right. That's a great idea. And do certain people, when they come in, do they have the same horse, or do they have their favorite horse? I guess because you said you have to match it between, you know, their body weight and different mm-hmm. things. So
yes, actually, for most of the time, the therapy clients will use the same horse to accomplish a specific goal. So it could be that they might change in the middle of a plan of care. That's a little bit more unusual. It does sometimes happen, though, definitely depends on the horse's health as well. You know, every once in a while, since we talked before about that, they're a little bit on the older side. Sometimes somebody will have a little tendon issue or something, so mm-hmm. maybe they'll switch. Riders also are paired for a specific reason. So for, you know, the most part, they'll have the same horse until they kind of are moving on to a new goal. So they might have a horse that can, you know, has a really nice walking gait for them, but as they move to the trot, they might need to be on somebody else.
Okay, and what are some of the horses' names? I always think horses' names are fun.
Well, Trisha's favorite is Justin. Okay. Justin is a cute little pony.
Love him. Totally love him.
We also have Dorito and who
Tank.
Else?
Tank is one of my faves.
Yes, we have Joe and Dart. Okay. Another Little Pony.
Mm-hmm. Aww. So why is Tank your favorite? Why Tank and
so
what was the other
Tank, one? Tank and Justin. Justin is just super cute, and so you just have to love a little super cute pony. Mm-hmm. You know, what we have actually that's sort of unusual is we have a breed of horse called a Fjord.
Like the Norwegian,
that's
right?
That's exactly what it is.
I'm Norwegian,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes, look at you, right? And often the Norwegians are the ones who are in our front fields right by Old Turnpike Road. And so a lot of people will say, oh, you're the farm that has the Norwegian. Yes, we are.
I love it.
They have a really good body type for therapy, especially. They're very sturdy.
Yes.
They're wide, so they can take our bigger clients. And they were made famous by the movie Frozen. And so now we have a lot of little kids who now know what a Fjord is.
Do you have a Frozen day at the farm? You should do that.
We don't yet, but we certainly could.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have some, you know, our clients, it goes in waves as to, you know, ages and types of clients we have. Right now, we have a chunk of little girls who are therapy clients, and
okay.
So we definitely have a lot more princess talk than we have in the past.
Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we're getting close to the end of our show, so is there anything that we need to mention to, or how can people get a hold of you? The website, you're on, you're Miss Marketing, you've got the Instagram going, the Facebook, right? I'm guessing all this stuff.
Yes, you can help out by liking us on Facebook and Instagram and sharing everything that we post. Our website is mainstreamnj.org. And
do you have a Twitter feed?
We do.
Okay.
We're not, you know, posting
active on Twitter.
Yes, well, it's hard to keep all of them going. I mean, that's where you need the kids in here to
exactly.
be, because they just love to be on all that stuff.
Exactly. Our presence on Facebook has grown fairly significantly over the last year, and that is really fantastic. We find that that's, for us, is a really good medium. Instagram as well, but you can find out really everything you need to know about us on our website. It's very comprehensive.
It's got all of the events, and mm-hmm. you know, we constantly put up new stories under current happenings, all of that.
Yeah, we talk about our clients. And you can always pick up the phone to call us. We are actually, you know, we have regular business hours, and so we're there almost every day of the week. And love talking to people about what we do, obviously. So
yeah, no, it's been great. Well, and I love just having actual human contact. I know. I mean, I'm old, so I still thrive on that. But,
yeah, having conversations.
I know,
great.
Right? But I mean, and then can they sign up to volunteer? There's a form and everything right on your website if they want to just go fill it out and see where it goes, right?
Yes, exactly. So if you go on the volunteer section of the website, they can register themselves. That's basically your contact information and all. And then get in contact with our volunteer coordinator for a orientation and training. So our next one is actually March 8th. I'm not certain if we're completely full on that. Okay. And then the following one is April 14th.
Yeah, and we do fill up. We have to have a limited number. There's always a wait list, though. So even if we are full on March 8th, if you put your name down, we're happy to take you. And we will probably have more trainings coming up because of camp.
So,
like I said before, you know, we really do need, you know, almost 30 volunteers a week for camp. So, you know, great way to meet people and to knock out those community service hours while being really, really useful for us.
Right. And so the training session, is it 2.5 hours, you said? It's like a one time, or is it?
It's one time.
Okay.
It's, it's usually around 2 hours. Depends, but it's because it has the hands-on horse piece, and so we really want people to be comfortable with that.
And then can people come walk in and observe if they just kind of want to get a feel for the place before
Absolutely.
They commit to training? You can just kind of come during business hours, and someone
we'll
will be there to kind of take a tour.
Yeah,
that's good to get to know. I mean, check out the website, then show up for a tour, and that sounds good.
Yeah, we have a video on our website, too, that does a really good job of explaining our program and really showing our program. We had a fantastic teenage volunteers do it for us for our most recent gala, and we had
they're naturals at that, right? That
Lucy,
their lives are on
exactly.
video.
Lucy did half of it. She did a lot of filming for it. She's a junior at Kent Place, and then Jack, who is an eighth grader at Far Hills Country Day School, and a bunch of their friends, and they did a fantastic job with it. So, and it does a nice job of highlighting how our program works.
Well, that's great. I'm so excited to have you both today, and I think we learned a lot. I'm sounds like you've got a really good thing going, so I wish you well, and hopefully we'll get more volunteers out there to help you. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
It was
great.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Facing another possible government shutdown late tomorrow without one, a bill that would keep the government up and running, passed by the House yesterday, is now being discussed in the Senate. This bill would keep the government, most of it, running for 6 more weeks, but the military would be funded for a year, something Secretary of Defense James Mattis told a congressional panel yesterday is critical.
Without it, we will be put into the position where the strategy would have to be changed and we would have to accept greater risk, especially in terms of deterring adversaries who might think that we are weaker.
As written, that House bill has a very uncertain future in the Senate, where 60 votes are needed to move bills forward. Amid numerous accusations of sexual misconduct for years, 76-year-old casino mogul Steve Wynn has resigned as CEO of Wynn Resorts. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes